Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, the weather is delightful.
Where's my microphone?
Over there.
TJ moved it. As we start the Carolina Outdoors program.
So much going on, don't even know where to begin today.
Let's start. I like the way you started with the weather, because we are in for some treats anyway that way. Is it too early here in late August to celebrate fall?
August has been very good to us. We had those mild first couple of weeks there, then it warmed back up, a little bit of rain here and there. Pretty unusual for August.
Pretty unusual for sure. We've got, like you said, we have a busy program. Before we jump into all of the occurrences that are going to be occurring, welcome everyone to the Carolina Outdoors. Don Yeager over there, Bill Bartee over here, News 1110, 99.3 WBT. Don, what about that eclipse? Did you look up there and take a peek at it? Give us a rating 1 through 10. What did you think?
I saw it. It went. We saw it. 7 years from now, we can do it again, I guess.
And if you want to travel, it's not going to come to your back door like it did this time.
Yep. Sunrise, sunset.
I spent some time out there on Lake Greenwood, which was in the lane of totality, or however that said. And you know what? I was a fan. I was a fan of – I had a good view of it. I got to enjoy it. The corona. You know, people talk about that stuff, but until you see it.
I had a corona.
Did you? There you go.
When I got home that night.
There you go.
Let me tell you, it was not good for business. Charlotte pretty much shut down for the total eclipse of the sun.
There you go. Yep. Well, so it's passed. Now it's time to look forward. And that's what we do here on the Carolina Outdoors. Time to look forward as we are getting towards the end of August and start getting ready for September and all of the things that it brings up to us. One of the things that it brings to us is tailgating season. And on this edition of the Carolina Outdoors, we're going to invite Chris Kroeger on from 102.5 610 WFNZ's primetime show. He's going to tell us about some of the things happening in sports, NBA trades. You know, the first person picked in the 2011 draft was just traded for the last person chosen in the 2011 draft. So that's just happened. We're going to find out
that's
from
odd.
Kroeger about that. That is odd. We're going to find out about the big boxing match coming up today, tonight. Mayweather versus McGregor.
Yeah, I'm staying up late for that one.
Woo! Who's your pick? We're going to find out from Chris Kroeger what he thinks about that. Boxing meets MMA, MMA meets boxing.
I think you've got a good prediction in that.
Yeah.
You want to call it for us?
My prediction of disqualification?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I think. I think Floyd Mayweather has got some fast hands, and he is going to punch this McGregor in the face 10 times per second for a couple of rounds, two or three rounds, maybe. And then McGregor is going to lose his mind and leg sweep, arm bar, something illegal in
go
boxing.
Go MMA on him.
Yeah, go MMA. They're going to be a disqualification. Mayweather's going to win by disqualification. And then we're going to set up the rematch.
There you go. I think you've got it exactly as it's going to come down.
Well, I don't know if you're supposed to say that on the airwaves as they are trying to sell tickets to this. You can buy a ticket to see if I'm right.
There you go.
Who knows?
Or you can see it on YouTube the next day or Facebook or somewhere.
Somewhere like that. Also, we're going to find out who the better deer hunter would be in Chris Kroeger's mind, Greg Olson or Luke Kuechly. Wonder who it's going to be.
The better deer hunter?
That's a random thought, but let me tell you what. The Belt College Kickoff is going to be coming up September 2nd right here in Charlotte. NC State Wolfpack versus the South Carolina Gamecock. We're going to find out who this win, while they're both undefeated right now, is going to be more important to. Plus, we're going to invite you to a tailgate party with Jesse Browns. It's going to be right up Moorhead from the WFNZ Doghouse there on Moorhead. Stop by, say hello to your outdoor guy, favorite, Bill Bartee. I'll be there, and we'll have some drinks, some food, and some good times had by all.
You're breaking out the new barbecue sauce, too, aren't you?
That's right. Yeah. We need to get some of that barbecue sauce out there.
Yes,
Sossaman's is going to have some good barbecue. Don, I always think about you with brisket, but one of my favorite bits of brisket here in Charlotte is from this place called Sossaman's. I don't know if they're going to bring any out there, though. Got my fingers crossed.
I'll come by and take a peek.
Anyway, we're going to find out from Chris Kroger. Also, we're going to head off to Montana. Ed Lawrence is going to join the program with Ed Lawrence's Fly Fishing. He's going to tell us about the access from Charlotte, North Carolina, to all of the airports and waters available in Montana.
I'm willing to make that trip.
Oh, there you go. They've had a great season thus far this summer. I think a little later season because the runoff was so high early on, but you know what? You say it often, those fish like water, and they like the runoff. So.
And that snow melts nice and cold. They love that, and they had some really good weather through August as well, so I think fishing is prime time out there this fall.
The Yellowstone River you've heard of, the Madison River you've heard of, the Missouri River you've heard of. Ed Lawrence is on all of those. And
you're leaving out my favorite.
He's going to share the wisdom about those rivers here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Let's find out how the Beaverhead's been.
There you go. We'll do that as well. Hey, also, right up the road from Charlotte, North Carolina, it's finishing up today, the Winston-Salem Open tennis match is happening. It's a big deal with professional tennis players who are going to be out there. Don's dodging his head left to right, watching that tennis ball. We're going to find out how we can head up there, have some wonderful amenities there on the campus of Wake Forest University, how we can have relatively inexpensive tickets to see some of the best players in the world right here before our very eyes without traveling up to the U.S. Open, which is kicking off as well, and it's going to be going on through September 10th. Mike Lefke from Queen City Tennis here in Charlotte is going to give us a lowdown about the U.S. Open, about tennis in Charlotte, and all of those sort of things. I think that shop, which is located right below Jesse Brown's in the Sharon Corners Shopping Center there in the heart of South Park, is starting to get busier. I see more and more people coming in and out as school is back in session and people are starting to play a little bit of tennis.
That's right. Vacation season open. It's over. It's time to amuse yourself at home, I guess.
I think you're exactly right. So, Don, I mentioned the tailgate party that was going on. I need to tell you some other things that are happening over there at Jesse Brown's because one of them is conservation-oriented. And I want to invite all of our Carolina Outdoor listeners over to Jesse Brown's on September 6th. At 6 o'clock, we're going to have the CCA party. That's the Coastal Conservation Association is going to stop by. Kind of a fundraiser, kind of a fellowship. They're going to have live music, good food, and some information from some of the dignitaries of the CCA NC group coming in to tell us about the health of our saltwater fisheries here in North Carolina. So everyone is invited to come out to Jesse Brown's. That's Wednesday, September 6th. We're going to call that a Why Not Wednesday event at Jesse Brown's. So entry, $20, but you get offsetting gift cards to Jesse Brown's as well as good food and good live music. So come on out there Wednesday, September 6th.
Good opportunity to kick off the fall saltwater fishing season.
That's right. It is upon us. Later on in the month of September, we need to celebrate this. And hey, this is WBT related as well. It's happening over at Jesse Brown's on September 21st. That's a Thursday night. From 6 p.m. to 8, it's Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's. Come hear your neighbor's adventure. We've got three wonderful storytellers lined up. Catherine Farley is going to be there. Christopher Lawing is going to be there. And the host of Charlotte's Morning News, Bo Thompson, is going to be there telling his story. All of this is from 6 to 8, September 21st at Jesse Brown's. The format is this. The three storytellers, and we do this three times a year, they each have 20 minutes to tell their story. And afterwards, we'll do a question and answer. Food and drink is provided, and it is a very affordable event to attend. It's free, so
there
stop by Jesse Brown's. Head to jessebrowns.com for more information. Without further ado, we're going to take a quick break and come back for the rest of the Carolina Outdoors. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee. Stay tuned for more here on News 1110 99.3 WBT.